Is Sudan next in line for an Arab Spring? Syria's remnant church decides to stand tall. And a ministry learns firsthand what it feels like to go from 0 to 70 in a snap. There's more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Sudan erupted into protests on Friday. Crowds were calling for a presidential ouster. The chaos opened the door for the question of an uprising in the style of an Arab Spring. It's only going to add to the troubles already plaguing groups like Kids Alive International. President Al-Laki says,
the problem in the north right now is that they withdrew all personal ID information from all the residents, and they have to go back and reapply. And as they do that, they have to identify what religion they are. And so many of the Christians are fearful to do that at this time.
Meaning key staff are kind of trapped where they are. The ministries themselves have not lost any focus or energy, so keep praying.
True hope is not just giving them all the things they need to exist in life. It starts with the Lord Jesus Christ, and then all those other pieces are what are the hope-giving and the development and the kingdom-building that we desire for each of our kids.
Next, life may look like it's going back to normal in Syria, but the sounds of bombs dropping still punctuate the night. 90% of the Christians have reportedly left cities like homes, but Open Door says the crisis is bringing the remaining Christians closer to God. Area believers launched a 24/7 prayer and fasting campaign, praying for the salvation of the people. A remnant church, no longer hiding, is becoming bold in its testimony of Christ. Please keep praying. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Colorado Waldo Canyon fire has burned tens of thousands of acres by now. Some of that land was still home to believers just a week ago. The Evangelical Free Church of America has several churches in that region.
Almost at every church, there's displaced families to some degree. Several of the churches have half or more of the congregation are displaced.
That's the EFCA's Touch Global Crisis Response Director, Mark Lewis. He says at this point,
the areas are really too dangerous to get in for us to even get assessment teams on the ground. But we're initiating the process of spiritual care right now.
Until Touch Global has a better idea of what physical rebuild needs to take place, they're asking you to pray. Pray for peace, for healing, wisdom, and even chances to share Christ's love.
Anytime God disrupts the normalcy of life, it provides that opportunity. People ask questions.
Meanwhile, it's day 6 of the 49th General Conference for the African Methodist Episcopal Church. This year, there's a special focus on reaching the globe with the gospel. Wycliffe Bible Translator's Don Erickson says that's significant for America's oldest African-American denomination.
Through institutional racism over the past 2+ centuries, the African American church was prohibited from participating in global mission.
But for the AMEC now,
they want to be active partners in global mission, not simply local mission, which has been their focus up to this point.
Erickson says the AMEC recognizes that Bible translation plays a crucial role in that. Until the conference ends July 4th, be praying that participants will
hear the call of the Holy Spirit to join this global work, and that they will see their necessity in the work. We cannot do this without them.
And Audio Scripture Ministries just found out what it's like to go from 0 to 70 in short order. We told you last month about ASM's outreach explosion. Executive Director Tom Dudenhofer says their teams could easily distribute 500 digital scripture players a month in Mozambique, but that their fund was running a little short. Well, somebody heard that story, because that person hand-delivered a check that shoots the project to within 30% of the goal. This is a really neat story. You'll find it at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God, by Eric C. Barrett. He started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.